With Ed Wedbush, the president and CEO of Wedbush Securities. Ed, it looks like the IPO for GM held up all through the day.
Yes, it was very successful, Ron. It's good to be with you here this afternoon, particularly with the market up 173 points on the Dow.
Yeah, that is good news. Now, the question is, IPO has come and pretty much gone. What happens now with that stock?
I think it's going to be sort of steady and move sideways for quite a while in a relatively narrow range. Keep in mind that the original pricing on this was anticipated to be 26 to 29, and then it came out here at 33. It certainly shows that there's a worldwide availability of funds, but at this point in time, I think the pricing would be pretty much neutral relative to the marketplace going forward.
Now, the average investor, which is the little guy, really didn't get a chance to take part in this when it is everything's out in the open and people start selling off what they've got. Will it be as popular, do you think, as it was with institutions?
I think it will continue in popularity for a fair amount of time here. It certainly got popularity worldwide. Countries like China and so on made sizable investments in the issue. And so it's a worldwide commitment. I think it's fantastic that a company that after 100 years or so goes broke, costs the government a lot of money, and then can come back with a new issue in approximately 2 years and get this kind of a reception.
Now, come tomorrow, do we start worrying about China and Asia again? China, I should say, and Europe again.
Well, I think that that's an ongoing problem, and certainly it exhibited a reversal of that today with the progress that was made in Ireland and the progress that was made in Greece. I believe that that was very, very impactful on this market today, and to the extent that we get negative news out of those countries again, we'll see reversals in our market progress here.
Dell just coming out with its third quarter earnings, 45 cents versus 32 on the street, but the overall income down a little bit from what was expected. So Dell at the moment is getting a bit of a negative ride.
Yes, I didn't follow the stock actually, but was you talking about Dow Chemical?
Dell Computers.
Oh, Dell, yes. That's a very significant relative to the overall technology group. And I see it here close at 1366. And that's reasonably close to the low of the year, 1134. I don't see any market activity in it right now.
Do you expect a lot of profit-taking? There were still a lot of stocks out there that after the down days of the week, it looks like there are a lot of stocks that were there for the taking, even now, perhaps.
I would think that what's been created the last couple of weeks, the Dow went from 11,400 down to about 11,000, zero, in fact, across right past 11,000 on the downside. And I think this was a good buying opportunity. I think it'll be here for a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ed Wedbush, who is the president and CEO of Wedbush Securities. Again, the Dow finished the day up 173%.